we're going to propose $50 million for water and wastewater and drainage facilities in our state.
House Bill 200 would create the Clean Water Trust account that will use those funds to provide grants to low-income and underserved communities. Carney adds the new money will join state dollars already allocated and create more funding opportunities as well.
That will add to the $20 million that we all together appropriated this year in the bond bill. The 50 will leverage another 30 of federal money. The 20 will leverage another 20 of federal money, and that doesn't even include some of the drainage and beach replenishment resources that we have.
Carney adds recent budgeting practices allow the state to tackle big projects like this.
The approach to our budgeting today enables us, and in fact incentivizes us, to continue to make investments in these facilities in the out years. As we hold ourselves to a sustainable operating budget growth and use revenue above that for just these kind of life-saving purposes.
The money will allow the state to improve resiliency and drainage in the most flood-prone communities, repair failing sewer pipes and sewer systems, improve the drinking water quality, and expand access to safe drinking water. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.